I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Monday, February 19. Coming up, government to provide additional housing solutions in downtown Kingston, water shortages to be alleviated in St. Catherine and Clarendon communities, and temporary accommodations for the homeless to be constructed. The news in detail after the break.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
Now the news. The government is to provide more housing solutions in the downtown Kingston area in the coming financial year. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Horace Chang, says the needs of all stakeholders, from low to high income earners, will be incorporated as plans get underway to redevelop the capital.
We expect in the redevelopment of downtown you will have housing for other levels of the economy, because the redevelopment, you want to restore the vibrance downtown and cater to a wide cross-section. But it's not a matter of displacing low income to bring in high income. It's a matter of redeveloping the area. That as job opportunities arise, we can get a return of professional residents downtown, but at the same time, providing quality housing for the low-income workers.
He adds that design work has already started in areas like Rasta City and Board Villa in West Kingston. Some 4,700 housing completions and 6,300 housing starts are promised to the market in 2018-2019. Projects are to be undertaken in the parishes of Clarendon and St. Catherine, geared at alleviating water shortages being experienced by residents in several communities. A $100 million infrastructure rehabilitation project has been outlined in the 2018-19 estimates of expenditure, which will see the establishment of irrigation systems in both parishes. The project, which will be implemented by the National Irrigation Commission, aims to reduce water losses and operational costs of select irrigation systems. It will involve the installation of variable speed drives at 7 stations, installation of capacitor banks at pumping stations, the procurement of spare electrical motors for pumps and a replacement pump for Upper Rimesbury Clarendon, as well as the replacement of 1,500 meters of leaking pipelines in the Upper Rimesbury pressurized system. The scope of work also includes restoration of declining infrastructure along the Lower Old Harbour Main Canal in St. Catherine. Two drop-in centres are to be constructed to serve as temporary accommodations for the homeless. The facilities, which will be built in Trelawney and St. Thomas, are to be constructed in the upcoming financial year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen made the disclosure as he delivered the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament recently. They will bring to aid the number of drop-in centres set up across the island. They fall under the purview of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development. There are also plans to construct homes for the indigent.
The government will also build 4 homes for registered indigent persons this year in a program to build 28 indigent homes across the island.
The Governor General also noted that additional initiatives are planned to assist the poor and vulnerable during the upcoming fiscal year. And the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, is to undertake several initiatives geared at boosting the agency's profitability and efficiency during the new legislative year. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says the agency will, among other things, place special focus on trade facilitation, revenue collection, and border protection.
To enhance trade and revenue, the JCA will intensify the implementation of its trade facilitation program, further simplifying, harmonizing, standardizing, and automating as necessary its rules, procedures, and processes, particularly in the area of technology and the ASY-CUDA world system, to improve service delivery and reliability.
The Governor General was giving the throne speech at the ceremonial opening of Parliament last week. He adds that the JCA will be improving the rate of detection of contraband, prohibited and uncustomed goods through the procurement of more cargo imaging scanners, which will be deployed at various ports of entry. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.